I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 8 countries in the Middle East and North Africa have fallen into anarchy with anti-government protests. We spoke with Al via Skype, who's heading up a team through the Evangelical Free Church. For security reasons, we've changed his name, but we asked if it were likely that more was to come.
Where societies have been denied their basic human needs, they eventually come to a point where they say enough is enough.
Speaking carefully, Al went on to say that the gospel does come into play, but it comes softly. First, their team addresses physical needs.
And by that way, open up the door and relationship to be able to offer more than just physical needs to them.
Pray.
As God's people, we can call on God to alleviate their both physical and spiritual suffering. And we can specifically pray that God's Spirit would prepare people's hearts.
Next, did you know that 70% of the world learns by what they hear, either because of illiteracy or just plain preference? MNN's Greg Yoda reports from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says, learning how to teach oral learners is becoming vital to missions.
So if we're going to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and make disciples of all nations, if the majority of the people can't read or use literate means, then we need to figure out how they learn and their worldview and make it biblical, understandable, and reproducible.
Wiles recently released a book about the approach urging believers overseas and even in the West to learn to tell the gospel story. Get a copy of No Greater Joy through links on our website. Greg Yoder, the National Religious Broadcasters, Nashville.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.